Well, everybody, I don't know if you've seen this on Facebook, but there is another community comedy open mic night coming up. It is March 19th. It's Tuesday. It's at the Cantina downtown El Serape. And I have on the phone line the brainchild behind this. Is that right, Claudia?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I want to be called that.
Well,
sure.
is it a good event?
It's a great event.
Then you are the brainchild of this one.
Thank you.
What's the deal here? What is going on with this?
All right. So, personal passion of mine. I don't consider myself a comedian by any means, but I love to share stories. And I had a friend of mine that said, "You are not funny." So I decided to take this comedy class to become a stand-up comedian. And so since then, I've had this passion to just go into like random places to practice so that I can be better. And when I moved here to Shelton, I really couldn't find any place. So I decided to start my own. And so really, it's an invitation to anybody that wants to share their story in an environment that's supportive. And, you know, and that's the feedback I received the last time is people showed up. I just, like, it was like a grassroots effort to just talk to people face to face and say, "Hey, have you ever considered stand-up comedy?" And I had some really positive responses from people like, "No, I never have, but I definitely want to try." And so we had this successful event where people that have never done it before got up on the mic. Even people that didn't expect to be in front of a mic did it, and it was a really positive experience because we had a combination of seasoned comedians. Lynette Manning came in and she did the co-hosting and, you know, invited her peers and her friends. So we have half the comedians were seasoned and the other half were amateurs, first time on the mic, and it was like super supportive and positive. We got the 10 out of 10 for the feeling of this welcoming environment. And so we're hoping that we can get anybody out there that's been wanting to step out of their comfort zone a little bit, get on stage. It doesn't matter whether it's 1 minute or 3 minutes, whether you just want to share your story. It is about community and connecting with others. And that's the kind of environment we want. And we support our local business. It's Taco Tuesday. We support our local business. We have a good time together. And yeah, that's what it's about.
Wow. That is very cool that one, you decided to do this, and two, that you got a really good response. And I'm trying to think of folks that I know in the community. I know a lot of funny people, but there's a difference between just being funny and being able to be a storyteller with a comedic panache, if you will. I think you will. So what were some of the, I mean, you don't have to repeat the jokes, or what were people talking about? Like their growing up or their work?
Well, I think what's funny is when we can go up and share our life experiences that connect with the audience. And I think that's what made it a successful event. And particularly for the amateurs where they just went up and just shared, like, for example, we had Lika go up there. She just started her job as a bus driver, and she was just talking about the bus driving experience, and it was just funny. You know, the way she delivered it with like this authenticity of, "This is my struggles every day in life." And it's just, you know, you got to laugh at our realities of life. You know, it is healing. I know for me, it's a way to kind of express maybe some of the stresses in my life and kind of make a joke out of it. And, you know, it's a release.
You're also, you know, I see you, you know, singing and dancing and doing all sorts of other things. What is more difficult? Comedy, getting up there doing like karaoke, doing an open mic with an instrument?
You saw my karaoke?
I see, hey.
I was the backup dancer.
I see everything. Okay, people may not realize it because I don't make attention, but I see everything and I put it all in the back of my head, so I always know.
I expect a heart next time.
Okay. I'll click that heart.
What's harder? I think that there's always like a nerve, regardless of what you do, whether it's dancing in front of people or karaoke, there's always this like nervousness. But stand-up is definitely a little bit more, it takes more courage just because you're wanting a response from the audience. It's almost like, okay, I that wasn't very funny, but just the fact that you said that is funny, you know? And so there's more stress because you do want that validation, and we all like validation. So just a little bit more, but all in all, when you go into a space where everybody's going to support, just like karaoke, you know, we want to be everybody's biggest fan. If you go in that space, it's, you get out of your comfort zone and you feel good about doing it.
So these are monthly.
Monthly, yes. On the third Tuesday of every month at El Serape Cantina.
It's this upcoming Tuesday. So it looks like you go in, 6 o'clock to sign up, get your spot time. Then you've got from 6:30 to 7 to get whatever kind of courage you need. And then you're on the stage at 7.
Yep.
Wow. That's cool. I couldn't.
So you're doing it, right? You're doing it?
No. I couldn't think of a single story to tell. I swear.
But you're on the radio.
Well, see, the thing is, I can tell what I think are jokes, or I can tell funny stories. But for me, fortunately, I'm not looking at a room of blank stares, which likely would be what I would get. You know, now my blank stares are my kid or my dog who's sitting here. Those are my test subjects.
Well, you know, one of you, his name is Anthony, and I asked him, okay, because he's a professional comedian. He was there the last time.
Yeah.
And I asked him, okay, so what does it take to be a great comedian? And he says, well, you first come up with material.
Sure.
And which is your day-to-day, you have to write it down. And then when you go to open mics, you practice your material. And if people laugh, then you condense it into a bit. And if you do it many times, then you start condensing more and more bits together. And then you come up with your comedy showcase.
Who's your favorite comedian of all time?
Oh my gosh, that's really hard. I like Sarah Silverman.
Oh, sure.
I like Tina Fey.
Okay.
And those are the two that come to mind at the moment.
That's it, right. Okay. Huh. Yep. Well, this sounds awesome. How many people did you have last time you said? You had a half?
I believe between 20 and 30 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they all got up on, that's quite the comedy show.
The majority we just kind of put people's names down. I had a coworker that decided to put all her friends' names down, and they all went up.
Boy, that's...
And they were all funny.
Isn't that...
on the whim. They were all funny.
That's a good group of friends right there.
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, I'm...
I encourage everybody to come out and just have a taco and a drink and celebrate just being in community and sharing some cool stories.
El Serape Cantina, downtown Shelton, Tuesday night, and it's from 6 to 9. The laughs start at 7.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Claudia, it's good to talk with you. I know that you've got a lot of other things going on that we should probably discuss too on the radio, but let's stick with this right now and and we'll try to pack the seats and get people hollering and hooping in the aisleways.
Yep. And remember, laughter is healing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Safe space, all that good stuff. Claudia, nice to talk with you.